wildest dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I'm Natalie Morris and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. The British Fast Fives netball tournament returns on Saturday the 13th of October at the Copper Box between 1 and 6pm. Andy's been speaking to Matchroom's Emily Fraser all about what we can expect.
Emily, last time we spoke was at the Copper Box, the end of a long day, but I just wondered, did you manage to get any pizzas in the debrief?
I did manage to have some pizza, thank you. No, it was a very, very long but fantastic day. I think it, you know, you could just, by being in the Copper Box, you could just feel the atmosphere there. You could feel how much fun everyone had. And I think that's what's key to bringing it back this year, is that every individual that came last year in 2018 will look to buy a ticket and come back again, just because everyone had such a fantastic time. And that's down to the teams, the players, the all-stars, the fan engagement on the day, the look and feel of it. So it was a real grueling day. You know, it's always a tough rig, tough build. But again, it was very successful, and I could just see everyone leaving the arena and how happy they were. And that obviously brings joy to me.
I suppose from your point as well, it just makes it all that extra little bit worthwhile.
Of course, you know, when we stage these events, they are tough and it takes a lot of planning, but you always have this successful product at the end of the day. It's very rare for Matchroom to do an event that, you know, is a failure, or we don't turn around even the first year at the O2. It makes it so worth its while at the end when you just see everyone leaving, you know, smiles on their faces and reading how happy and everyone had such an enjoyable day.
Did you manage to get a bit of a break then between the end of last year and the planning, or did that start almost instantly for you?
Yeah, obviously planning takes, it comes into play as soon as the event finishes. You're already starting to think about what's happening next time. You already look at your debrief notes, what worked, what didn't work, what we can improve on. So you kind of, I always think Monday morning in the office, we all sit down, we all have a chat, and we come up, you know, with our plans for the next year. So again, we're at the Copper Box, so, you know, we know what to expect. We were very successful in our ticket numbers, and so we kind of anticipate, you know, the spectators that are going to arrive. So it does make it that little bit easier, because now we're in our third year. But I mean, we've been doing events for 25 years and we still, you know, struggle for the planning for those, just because naturally each of our events are growing and getting stronger, and therefore that means more work.
Having the support of broadcasters, not just in the UK but worldwide, that brings so much to the event itself. I notice you're doing basketball as well the following day, so just from that side of things, have you managed to sign Sky again, and how about international broadcasters this year?
Yeah, we have a long-term agreement with Sky Sports, so both events will be broadcast live there as well. And obviously the production they do for both the netball and basketball is fantastic. They run the Super League games, so they already have that involvement there. And they've also taken on the NBA for the basketball showings as well in the UK. So there's quite an investment there, and obviously makes our product look 10 times better, which is fantastic. We already have every international broadcaster that took the events last year already taking them again. You know, how we work here at Matchroom is we'll look to improve, we'll look to expand. We want both of these events to be shown globally, so we will continue working, get into each of the countries. But, you know, there was some real demand for it over in New Zealand, obviously for Fast Five, huge demand for basketball in some of the European countries as well. So globally, like I said, it's the third year here for netball, and when we look at this globally, we're going to be looking at a really strong product in the next couple of years.
We know that Wasps are already taking part as last year's winners, and just remind us on how the rest of the team's taking part.
Yep, so Wasps, being defending champions, automatically earn their spot into the event. then the rest of the seven teams will earn their spot through the Super League season. So throughout these next couple of months, they will qualify. And as we sort of head towards the spring, summer, we'll start to know who those teams are, which is very exciting. And it means they can start working on their team selection, their all-star players, which obviously brings me on to that. Team selections are the same as per last year. So each team can have 10 players per squad. Eight of those players can be from the 2019 Super League season, but they can be from any team as long as they've competed in the Super League. And then they have two all-star picks, which is entirely up to the team themselves, and they can be any player they like, which makes it nice and exciting.
Any player they like. Franchise is going to have to go some to beat Sharni and Ash from last year, though.
Of course. You know, really pulled it out of the bag getting Sharni Lathan in last year. And I'm pretty sure everyone will agree with me that she brought just such a fantastic presence to the Fast Five game. Her personality, just her presence on the court and within the Surrey team, it was just fantastic. And there are a lot of overwhelmed fans there. I mean, her and Ashley Brazil stayed for an extra hour by the doors doing signatures there. And obviously we took them all for Domino's pizza because they'd been there for so long, but they were there and they were taking pictures, they were doing the signings. And, you know, it's just absolutely fantastic that we have these kind of athletes in this sport that the fans can look up to.
Yeah, I think I had to wait an hour and a half before I managed to have a word with her at the end of the day, but it was worth it.
Yes.
If people are a bit iffy about going or whatever, then it's just, you know what, I'm going to get a chance to see these people over here that I wouldn't usually get a chance to see.
Of course, and I think with our third year being in this event, we are very new to the sport, and not many people obviously know about us as a promoter and can be unsure whether to buy tickets. They don't know what to expect. You know, athletes like Sharni Lathan, Ashley Brazil coming in just already enhances the profile and the prestige of the events. Obviously, the teams from the Super League are all fantastic within themselves, but to bring in these international stars really gives the fans that additional experience. And that's what makes this event extremely different to anything else that's on this calendar. This is what makes us stand out. And this is why people want to come and they want to come back, because, you know, the rules and the format that we have allow us to do that. By having such a successful year last year, it just opens the door to other internationals that are keen to jump on board. And you know what? I really hope that we have some players that come out of retirement to come for this event.
Ooh, that's interesting. Might that mean you've already made inquiries?
Well, there's always inquiries, isn't there? It was such a grand and big event. It would be strange that if these kind of athletes didn't want to come and partake in it. So let's see what happens.
That to me sounds as if I need to give you a ring in a few months. Would that be quite accurate?
Yes, that would be.
Just remind us of the actual date itself, October the 12th.
Yes, Fast Five is October the 12th at the Copper Box. Session times are 1 p.m. till 6 p.m. And, well, I'm not surprised, to be honest, but we obviously sold more than our opening day of year one and year two, which just shows that, you know, we really kind of sold this product and, you know, everyone had a fantastic time and everyone wants to come back again. We're looking for a really good couple of months to potentially sell this arena out.
Tickets are on sale now, aren't they? Is that just at fast5allstars.com?
Yep, head to fast5allstars.com for all the details that you need. Tickets start from just £24 a ticket and half price for child tickets as well. And there are also group offers, and there are groups and schools offers via England Netball as well. So that's all the information is on our website, so very clear.
That's smashing. I'll let you go, because that sounds like it's either Sharni wanting to come back or Laura Geitz. So we'll catch up in a few months.
Sounds good. Thank you, Andy. It's always a pleasure.
And if you want any more information on this year's tournament, just head to fast5allstars.com. And if you've got any ideas for a blog or someone that you think we need to get in touch with, do get in touch with us on Twitter. We're at The Netball Show.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us and to score the winning goal.
It's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Diva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.